educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Dusty Show, Clay Pigeon with you, already screwing up. 6 p.m. Jersey City. Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Jim the Poet coming up, 6:15, RNC Report. Glad you're with me.
1989, the number, another summer. Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing. Hey! Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Hey! Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with calcium, that's the rhyme. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange. People, people, we are the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this? My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. Don't rush the show.
Miami.
The larger metropolitan area.
The more progressive metro areas, yeah.
Do you pay attention to American politics?
Very much so, yeah.
Are you aligned with any candidate this fall that you like?
I was a big fan of Bernie Sanders, yeah. And I still am.
You probably can't vote here.
No, but if I could, I'd vote for Bernie Sanders followed by the Green Party candidate.
But not Hillary Clinton?
No. She's not as bad as people say, but she's not so amazing either. She pretends to be progressive, but in reality, she's a paid-for centrist.
So I'm guessing you think the danger of Donald Trump is overblown then?
No, I think he legitimately is egocentric, and I love the irony of his anti-immigrant stance. but having his Slovenian wife give a speech. It's so ironic.
Do you think he can do it? Do you think he can get his way into the White House?
I hope not. It's very possible, especially if there's another 9/11 style attack, which I think was an inside job, by the way.
You do?
Oh, totally, yeah.
When you watch the demolition of the building?
Oh, yeah, there's that and countless other factors that don't add up, yeah.
What's wrong with America? Where have we gone off the deep end?
Good question. Very good question. Religious fanaticism is a big problem here. A lot of conservative politics is aligned with religion in a lot of ways.
Why are we so enamored with guns in the U.S.?
I wish I had an answer. I really can't understand that. I guess there's a big, among the conservative population, a big alpha male, macho population, and that's part of it, but that doesn't explain everything.
What's the best part about the United States? You must like something about it.
I guess the entrepreneurial can-do spirit, which prevails in everything, because despite the fact that the U.S. has destroyed so much, it's also given so much. You know, the internet, Apple smartphones, NASA, a lot of amazing technology and ideals have come from here. And I know, you know, medical marijuana, gay and lesbian rights, all of this came first in the U.S., so there you go.
What's your message of peace and love, not only here in the United States, but over in Australia, around the world?
I don't think it's really that simple, but as an agnostic, I would say that religion is not the way to peace, that's for sure.
Thanks for your time, man. Here's my card.
Okay.
My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen.
Yeah, thanks.
What's your first name?
Javier.
What's your name?
Horvatsi, are you asking?
This is for WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey. I was just going to ask you guys if you'd be boating this fall. Okay, have a good night. They had burkas on. They wouldn't talk to me.
Now, one of the things that I have learned about Hillary Clinton is that one of her heroes, her mentors, was Saul Alinsky. And her senior thesis was about Saul Alinsky. This was someone that she greatly admired and that affected all of her philosophies subsequently. Let me tell you something about Saul Alinsky. He wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. On the dedication page, it acknowledges Lucifer, the original radical who gained his own kingdom. Now think about that. This is a nation where our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, talks about certain inalienable rights that come from our Creator. So are we willing to elect someone as president who has as their role model somebody who acknowledges Lucifer? Think about that.
This is Vicente Fernandez, the best Mexico has to offer. I love his voice. Vicente, he's godlike there. Por tu maldito amor. Dusty Show. Jim the Poet coming up live from the RNC. It's going to be a great hour. Then Hardy comes along at 7. The TNP follows. Stay with us.
El día que te encontré, me enamoré.
Vicente.
Tú sabes que yo nunca lo he negado. Con saña me lograste enloquecer y yo caí en tu trampa ilusionado. De pronto todo aquello se acabó. Faltaste a la promesa de adorarnos. Me hundiste en el olvido por creer que a ti no llegarían jamás los años por tu maldito amor. No puedo terminar con tantas penas. Quisiera reventarme hasta las venas por tu maldito amor, por tu maldito amor.
WFMU, anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's this?
My name is Fred. I was wondering why you played that Ben Carson piece. I just got into the car, and I saw him at the convention giving that speech. I was just wondering why you played that excerpt.
Well, it's news. It's history. He's speaking there at the RNC. It's part of the unfolding drama that is this year's election. Are you a Trump aficionado, a fan of Trump?
Well, I don't know. I'm undecided now. But, you know, I looked into, researched a little bit on Hillary's good and bad points, and I'm kind of surprised that, you know, Ben Carson even mentioned anything to do with the Satan and all that, because from what I see on the internet, the rumors going around, she does affiliate herself with the occult in some fashion.
You can't believe
California.
Everything. You can't believe everything you read on the internet now. Do you really think Hillary's dabbling in the occult? It seems unlikely to me.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, don't believe
that's
it.
The whole point.
You're smarter
it,
than that.
When Ben Carson attached,
he's a dingbat.
It kind of brings out some kind of reality, you know what I mean? People should do a little more research.
But anyway,
have a good day.
Well,
Take care.
I appreciate your calling. Keep paying attention. Nice of him to check in. Vicente, sing it, man.
Por tu maldito amor, no logro acomodar mis sentimientos y el alma se me sigue consumiendo. Por tu maldito amor, por tu maldito amor, por tu maldito amor, por tu bendito amor.
We have a trade deficit with Mexico of $58 billion a year. And that doesn't include all the drugs that are pouring across and destroying our country. We're going to make them pay for that wall. Now, the wall is $10 billion to $12 billion if I do it. If these guys do it, it'll end up costing $200 billion.
Trump's wall. You really think he'd build that wall if he was elected? And it sounds like he wants his own company to do it. There's profit in there for it. It's like Halliburton all over again at Cheney. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm low information, but I'm learning as we go, like the fellow who called in about Ben Carson. He heard something on the internet that Hillary's into the occult out there in California. That sounds outlandish to me. That internet, I don't know. You can't believe a lot of what you read on there. Use your noodle, buddy. Ben Carson, hey, I'm not taking it away from him. Brain surgeon, that's nothing to trifle with. I think I might trust him with my brain. But maybe it's kind of a selective talent, you know, and then otherwise he's a bit of an oddball out there. Well, it's been an interesting election year. I know a lot of people were enamored by Ben Carson at the start. And he kind of went off the rails, didn't he, like so many of them do. Tonight's Trump's big speech, I think Ivanka, is that right, is going to introduce him. It's been crazy watching this RNC. Have you been following it? Kirsten makes me turn it off because I just yell at the television. I can't help myself. Ken was telling me same thing. He said, even with the sound down, I'm freaking out. Just watching it. If I was a Republican, I guess I'd be happy that I was freaking out the liberals. Oh, that must be fun. Freaking out the liberals. I love this or Chalcom. I'm tap dancing here a little bit. I'm waiting for a call from Jim the Poet from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. And I guess I should cue up my after interview song here that I have lined up. That's going to be on CD 1, track 3. I'm tempted to ask you to call now, listener, but then I imagine right when you did, Jim would be giving me a call. How you doing today? It's hot here in Jersey City. It's I don't know how hot it is. I heard three figures earlier in the day. We might get up to 100. Doesn't seem quite that hot, but it's a scorcher outside. It's a July 15 after 6 here in Jersey City on the banks of the Hudson River. You're listening to WFMU Clay Pigeon with you. This is a program we call The Dusty Show. We do it once a week, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, every Thursday night. Make sure you make a note of it with the number 2 Ticonderoga in your moleskin notebook. Come on, Jimmy. See, now if I go to another segment, it's a guarantee that he's going to call. You got to be prompt on these things. I'm pissed. Get up. Get up. I say the hip hop, hip, 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 hip hop, you don't stop. I rock it to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to the beat. Skiddy, bop, we rock, skippy, do. Guess what? America, we love you, because the rap in a row is so much so. You can rap till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like hot butter on breakfast toast. Rub it up, baby mama. All right, who's there on the Dusty Show?
Hello, Dusty.
Yeah, man.
Jim the Poet calling live from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Jim, man. Thanks for calling. It's good to hear from you. How are things in Cleveland?
Thanks for picking up. You're the most sensible person I've spoken to all day.
Is it? Are you right in the thick of it, right in the building there?
I am not in the building at the moment. I'm seated right outside the building.
Is it downtime right now, Jim? Are they waiting for the night to kick in and the festivities?
It's been downtime all day. I mean, nothing's really going on, unfortunately. So the speeches and stuff, I think, will start at 7:20 or 7:30. And the big speech, obviously, Donald Trump's speech, will be later in prime time, I imagine, 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that.
Have you had some celebrity encounters, actually pressed flesh with some famous people?
I mean, there's, Ted Koppel is here. You know, I've seen Ted Koppel, about 8 times.
You see
a lot of reporters, so you're kind of bumping into the same media people all the time.
Have you seen Dana Bash walking around? Dana Bash?
Oh, yeah, I saw her on the floor. Is she from CNN?
Yeah, she's...
I walked right by her. She shot me a look like I was a complete moron.
She did. Oh, man. So now, a little background, Jim. Of course, you're on Sportsy Talk, right?
Yes, I am, with Bronwyn C.
And what time does that air for everyone who doesn't know?
Oh, it's Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, you know. So one day, for some reason, Ken called up our show and dared us, pretty much, to come to this convention. And, so I went home, and it turned out that the credential information was due in 2 or 3 days. So we cranked all that stuff out, and we somehow got credentials, and now here I am.
Are you
the center of the end of the universe.
Are you generally a guy who's interested in politics?
I like making fun of it. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty interested in that. But, there's about 5 things I'm more interested in. But, it's always kind of interesting to see how these things go, and I usually think when there are conventions, I usually, watch most of the speeches and stuff like that, because there's something sort of innately fascinating about them,
So what have the highlights been for you so far, Jim? Cruise last night, that must have been something.
Being alive is a highlight.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty good. Cruise last night, that was weird. I mean, it's weird to see, because these things are usually pretty steadily choreographed to the moment, where there's no spontaneity, there's no outbursts of any kind. So to watch everybody kind of turn in a moment, really all he had to say at one point was hey, I don't know, just vote for Trump. And the place would have gone crazy. They would have carried him out of here. They would have he would have been the king of the world.
I was
Instead,
so.
Instead, it's he's getting kicked out of parties. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
I was glad to see he did it. I wish he would have went a step farther. They slammed his wife and his father. It makes me sad to see these guys Christie.
They had to hurry her off the floor. I mean, imagine they had to, security had to help Heidi Cruz get off the floor of the RNC convention.
And they said backstage they were had to restrain a man from attacking Cruz. He was so mad at him.
I mean, honestly, he went up to a party, Sheldon Anderson, whatever that guy's name, Alderson or something like that. He's some big, Republican donor guy.
Adelman, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was that dude's not coming in here. He's dead to me.
Wow.
I mean, walking out and talking to people as we're walking out, everyone, Mike Pence made this perfectly fine typical Republican speech that I think everybody enjoyed. But as we were walking out, and it takes forever because it's like a one lane in, one lane out kind of thing. People just had their heads down. People just couldn't believe it.
Wow.
But I didn't know what to make of it either because it was like the response was so angry.
Yeah.
And it was like earlier in the night, Laura Ingraham is one of the, you know, a lot of the speeches that are the most interesting are the ones that have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Laura Ingraham or...
The preacher last night was pretty fire.
Oh, yeah. That guy was from Cleveland or something like that. Yeah, man, he lit the place on fire.
and he was the only...
Chris Christie's was a lot of fun. They're all pretty standardly, you know, kind of whatever.
Yeah.
So anybody who's up there making funnies or, you know, doing it right, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I liked Melania Trump's speech, but I didn't realize, you know, until much later that it was written by other people or whatever, you know.
Now, it sounds like you're pretty open-minded, Jim. We imagine that a lot of people here from FMU are a little left of center, a little liberal. How about you, though? Are you...
I'm like Trotsky, but I mean, you know, you walk around these things and the people individually are so nice that it's like it's hard to, you know, get really angry. Once they're in a group and you see them there chanting for, you know, Hillary Clinton to be thrown in prison or whatever like that, you go, okay, well, that's, I don't like the group there. But individually, everyone's here from all over the country, and they're, you know, some of them are very sweet, you know.
Yeah, and nice Midwestern people there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, this is how the game is played, you mm-hmm. know, this is what they do.
Yeah, and everybody just watching that Fox News, just, you know, nice people, working people, it just, all that information you've stored up for the last 8 years, it's kind of coming out now, isn't it? The fear and the hate.
You know, in terms of the way people feel about Hillary Clinton, they've had 25 years of time to decide about, you know, how they feel personally about her. So that's built up over a long period. If it was some new person in the know, like, I can't imagine that they would be that angry with Bernie Sanders or something like that. But I mean, they really don't like her at all.
Yeah. Well,
there's that, you know. So
all the information they put out there, the Benghazi and the emails, and you can't trust her. It's really stuck, hasn't it? It's even seeped over to the left a little bit. I talked to a lot of Democrats who are repeating those, parroting those same things to me.
Like, it's funny because this year the Republican convention is before the Democratic convention. So, I mean, usually like the Republicans are counterpunching, you know, the week after, and that's, I think, maybe they would have been better off this year if they were doing that, because they're right. This week has been sort of a crazy toilet fire.
Have you had any
insanity?
Have you had any arguments with? Has anybody rubbed you the wrong way where you just had to stick up for your beliefs?
I could push my beliefs right down. I have no soul. No, you know, the thing is, they're, you know, talking to delegates or alternate delegates or whatever. You know, and you're from a media outlet, they're a little bit like, kind of like, oh, what's this guy's, you know, story? You know, is he trying to make fun of me kind of thing? You know, there was one lady who asked me who I voted. I had to interview her, and she goes, well, who'd you vote for? And I said, well, you know, I voted for Hillary Clinton, but like, this is about you explaining something to me, and I'm not doing anything else like that. So I haven't really had very many problems. I mean, the people are nice. The protesters are nice. The crazy people.
Have you seen, you know, people carrying
diapers are nice.
Have
you know.
Seen people carrying weapons around?
I saw police today that had, you know, some of the police do have big guns with them and stuff like that. And I know that we're somehow surrounded by snipers. That's basically the only thing that's keeping us alive.
Yeah. Are you excited to see the big guy tonight? Are they fired up?
We saw, you know, like they did a sound check earlier. So I was there in the hall when he did that, and he was making some jokes, and it should be what, I mean, no matter what you think of him or his politics or, you know, what kind of president he would be, he's generally pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see how he puts it all together.
Well, he's good on television, and he's putting that experience to work now. And that's a pretty potent weapon in the U.S., isn't it? That TV savvy.
Yeah, in the future, I mean, like if this is any, any example, I think in the future it will just be celebrities
and
people who know how to use television, people who are aware of, you know, how to be funny and make jokes and sort of get things across to people, because most of the politicians that have even like the Mitch McConnell's gotten booed, you know, Paul Ryan's gotten booed,
establishment figures
booed at a, you know, their convention.
Jim, let me ask you this. Are you taking away from this convention that perhaps the biggest breakout star is Don Jr.?
He was great. I mean, you know, I got to be honest with you. There was a lot of speakers who, you know, aren't used to giving speeches in front of millions of people. And those Trump kids have been pretty good. I bet Ivanka will be great tonight. And, yeah, I mean, that's pretty interesting because he doesn't bring a lot of the people like about his dad to the table, but he gave a pretty effective speech.
Yeah. Are you switching now, Jim? Are you going to vote for Trump now after all this?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, there's a long way to the election. I guess we'll have to see. I'd hate to say that I didn't have an open mind, you know?
Yeah, it is a long way. I wish it wasn't quite so far away.
I know.
Because it seems like this train is just picking up steam. Well, what else did I want to say? When they were saying lock her up, Jim, was it malicious or were they just having fun? Or what was the feeling?
I think it's in the spirit of that drill baby drill thing where people are chanting, they're having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, there's very few. I mean, a lot of the opportunities to celebrate haven't been here, you know, because of for one reason or another. You know, so like the chances that the crowd have been to be jubilant or ebullient or joyful have been kind of far in between, you know?
Yeah.
So I think like it's just part of, there's a lot of people on the floor that are giving people signs and trying to get them to chant things and that kind of stuff. But I think I think it's really just a way for them to. So, I mean, there's a lot of, obviously, animosity, and they just don't like the Clintons. They really don't like Hillary Clinton.
Or Democrats.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. No one's really been making fun of Bernie Sanders, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think, in general, they want to win. It's a game that they want to win.
Yeah, they lost the last two, too, so there's that extra want to win.
They haven't won in a long time, and then it's like, I think most of the people here can feel it slipping away.
Well, Jim, I'm going to let you get over to Shoney's or wherever you're going to have a sandwich. And what's your message of peace and love to our listeners before we let you go?
Hey, well, I appreciate everybody who's been, you know, sending us stuff on Twitter and listening on all the shows. I hope you enjoyed it, and it's been an honor to bring all this stuff to you.
It's great having you there, Jim. I got to say, I'm a little envious. I'd love to be there. Ken said he might be going to that Democratic National.
I know. He said he might go down with Andy next week.
Oh, man, that would be great. You're doing a great job. We're really enjoying your reports. When are you coming on next? When can we catch you next?
Oh, I'll be back. This is the end of the WFMU coverage. I'll be periscoping some of the stuff on tonight if you want to go on Twitter and see it on Periscope. And then we'll have some stuff. I interviewed Don King. I interviewed a couple other people. You'll be able to see that or hear that on Sportsy Talk on Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
Geez, I didn't know this was the end of the line. Well, just to get sentimental here a bit, what have you taken away from all this? You're a grown man. This has probably been a pretty big event in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty intense experience. I don't know. I think that good people can make bad decisions. I think that there's a lot more that is connecting us than you know, you may think by watching these type of things. And I don't know, it's given me a lot to think about, certainly. I mean, it's a pretty intense experience.
I can relate to that, too. You know, when you're out there and you're interviewing Republicans, you see, looking them eye to eye, it might have a difference of opinion. But we're just watching different television stations.
These are people who are good people believing they're acting good.
Yep.
You know, it's not like they're an evil person or something like that. They think they're right. And that's something that we need to, you know, think about.
Yeah, I wonder if that right person really could bring us together. We'd have a tremendous amount of power, wouldn't we, if the people could come together?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And there really is a lot more that, I mean, people want things to, people want America to do well. People, you know, in general, if people are, you know, optimistic.
Yeah, do you love America?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, man.
No place else will have me. I have to love America.
I can hear it in your spirit. You feel a little patriotism, don't you?
Oh, no, I definitely do. It's hard. I think it's hard to not see good people from all over the country and think that this is a good place to be.
Yeah. Great report, Jim. Really a pleasure talking to you. Looking forward to your recorded material. Take care, all right, and have a fun
night. All right,
man.
Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. That's Jim the Poet checking in from the Republican National Convention on The Dusty Show.
So we must ask this question. Hillary Clinton, as an awful judge of the character of a dictator and butcher in the Middle East? Is she guilty or not guilty? Hillary Clinton, as an inept negotiator of the worst nuclear arms deal in American history, is she guilty or not guilty? Next.
The crowd chants, lock her up, lock her up.
Oh, believe me, we're not done yet. The indictment is hardly complete.
Chris should be talking, huh? After the Fort Lee incident. This is Ian Hunter, post-Mata Hoople, one of his best. Cleveland rocks on the Dusty Show. Thanks to Jim the Poet checking in from the RNC. Stay with me. Another half hour of Dusty to come. Ben Hardy. Cleveland Rocks, the Raspberries, Eric Carmen.
Cleveland Rocks! I got some records from World War II. I play them just like my granddad do. He was a rocker and I am too. Oh, Cleveland Rocks. Yeah, Cleveland Rocks. So find a place, grab a space.
Fabio's leaving. He wants to take me and Kirsten to Coney Island. Never been there. Sounds fun, Bob.
Cleveland Rocks!
Run in place just for the hell of it.
Rock and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're gonna do.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them, and even if you don't agree with them.
That you treat people with respect. They taught and showed me values and morals in their daily life.
We want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
This is Donna Summer from 2008, the Crayons album. I bet you don't have that one. This is called I'm a Fire.
Can't you feel the heat?
Guys, call me and talk to me, 201-209-9368. You've been sitting out there for weeks while we've been talking politics on FMU. Call in now. Check in. Tell me what you're feeling about this Republican convention, about Trump, Christie, Cruz, Bernie, Hillary, the whole lot of them. Tell me what you're thinking. Call now, 201-209-9368. Please don't let me down. I need to hear from FMU listeners. Are you politically aware and alive out there at all? Nothing to say at all. I spoke too soon. Who's out there? Dusty Show.
Hey, this is Alex from Brooklyn, and I've been listening to the convention on the radio mostly. I don't think I could actually watch it. I think I would lose my mind if I watched it.
Yeah. It's abhorrent to you? You hate it?
Is it abhorrent? Do I hate it? Politics are difficult to me when it's so much pomp and circumstance, and entertainment when, you know, we're talking about lives and what's going to happen with our morals in this country and what we decide to do as a country. And it really seems that the stuff we need to be doing to help each other out and love one another takes second fiddle to just entertaining each other with this bullshit stuff.
Do you feel like, for the most part, you live the life that you're advocating? That you live a life of service to your fellow man?
I always feel like there's more of a life of service to live for my fellow man. It's definitely something that I know, whether it's selfish or not, that's how I feel like I'm thriving, and that's how I feel good.
Will you vote for Hillary?
If I am in service. So.
Will you vote for Hillary? Come on, man.
You know, I'm going to have a conversation with my aunt. Same thing I had to do right before Obama, where it was kind of like, you know, give me the reasons why I need to vote for somebody that is going to continue war and is going to, you know, I understand the lesser of two evils discussion, but when it comes down to the fact that, you know, we have so much privilege and prosperity in our country because we are able to hurt other people, it doesn't seem like that's the way things should continue to go. And I understand why people are excited about Trump.
Are you hopeful for the future? Are you hopeful for the future? Are you hopeful for the future?
Yes. I am hopeful for the future.
What's your message?
There's no doubt about that.
What's your message to your fellow Americans via WFMU right now? What's your message?
Message to my fellow Americans is to be kind.
Be kind.
Nothing more than that. Be
Thanks,
kind to
man.
Yourself and be kind to everyone around you.
I enjoyed talking to you. Will you call again soon?
Yeah, I really love your show. I mean, I always listen to Hardy, so having you right before Hardy, I'm turning on the radio earlier now.
Thanks, man. Keep tuning in. We
totally.
Love you. All right. somebody else, see if they're still there. Dusty Show, are you still there? Hello? Yeah, you got your radio up. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1, lose.
It's the night before the show as I'm recording this. I've got nothing prepared, nothing that I'm ready to share. And now the show's begun.
It's begun,
and it's supposed to be fun. I'm letting you down. I know the show used to be more interesting long, long ago. People say, where is the clay I used to know?
Hung up on politics.
Everybody
hung up on politics.
And it's sad the way it is.
Hate, hate, hate.
They're spreading their hate. Great again, America. They're going to make, let's make America great again. On November 8th again, when the flag is raised and the Lord is praised.
Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hello?
Hi, this is Clay Pigeon. How you doing?
Hey, Clay Pigeon. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's kind of crazy here. I'm juggling all kinds of media. Vinyl, CDs, telephone, the board, Cleveland. It's insane. I'm getting too old for this. My brain is singed from abuse.
You're doing a heck of a job, man. I gotta say.
Thanks, man. And I'm sober. I'm sober.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah,
oh, I need a little wacky. How you doing? What's up? Do you like the Democrats?
Yeah, well, I want to.
Don't apologize. Just say it,
no,
baby.
No, because, like, all right, so socially, yes. But then they're so in the pocket of bigger interests, of you know, of the money powers. And that's what I think is really destroying America and the world.
Is Hillary in the pockets of Wall Street?
Yeah, certainly.
It looks like she's going to shun Elizabeth Warren as a running mate to take Tim Kaine or somebody. Is that going to piss you off?
A little bit. And then also, like, I can't really, you know, slight Elizabeth Warren, but she was present at all the Occupy stuff, and then she seemed to have forgotten about that in partnership with Clinton, you know?
Yeah, I know. But come on, man. She's going to be the vice president of the United States. That's a big deal. She's been working all her life. She probably thinks I can bring something to it nobody has before.
True.
Yeah, yeah. What about the RNC? You been watching it?
Yeah, it's really scary. It's really scary. Especially the clip you played was, like, kind of gave me tremors, man. With Christy reading, like, that like, faux indictment. And the crowd screaming, like, guilty, lock her up, you know,
oh,
off of the head, all that stuff, you know?
Like, yeah, when I get whacked out and I get really, you know, paranoid in the middle of the night, I'm thinking, oh, geez, they must be zooming in on this radio show. They're going to come and get me and take me to a gulag somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, man, stay safe, dude. Get a bunker.
They took our pictures during that Occupy, calling us anarchists and stuff because we protested.
Did you get locked up at Occupy?
No, I came real close. They told me to stay put, but I ran over a snow fence and got away, man.
Smart. Yeah, man. Because they were locking people up and taking their biometric information. They were scanning their retinas and getting their DNA information.
Were you there? Were you an occupier?
Yeah. And they had the NLG, National Lawyers Guild, who were total saints. They were getting themselves locked up as to, like, help people through the legal system.
Yeah.
So they were telling people not to consent to having their biometric information scanned.
Oh, man.
For doing that.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll have that little chip under our skin, won't we? I'll be long gone. I remember the good old days, man, when stamps were a nickel. You could get a soda for a nickel, a pop. I got to get rid of you because I have so much more.
Oh, no,
I want
to. No.
Tell the people how you love them. A message of peace and love to Democrats and even Republicans the world over.
Everyone's good. Just be good to each other. stay alive, stay free, don't kill each other, you know, love forever, all that stuff.
For 10 seconds, be a sniveling Democrat nightmare for a Republican. What would you say? Snivel, snivel.
Tax the rich, I don't know.
Be weak. Come on.
That's all I got, man. Let you run. Play Pigeon Hit Man, WFMU rules. good luck in 2016.
See you, man. Hold on. I can't find my rave music. Let's rave for a minute. Come on, you guys. Hey! I'm no Cossack. I'll tell you, I'm trying to do some Cossack maneuvers. Not a damn call. Let's try this. Let's try Yellow. Remember Phase 4, that ant movie? Love that thing.
What we witnessed in Ferguson, in Baltimore, and Baton Rouge was a collapse of the social order. So many of the actions of the Occupy movement and Black Lives Matter transcends peaceful protest and violates the code of conduct we rely on. I call it anarchy. Donald Trump is the steadfast leader our nation needs. He has spoken passionately to me of his belief in our American system of justice, and he speaks to the values that are at the foundation of our social contract. We will move forward. God bless you. We will move forward toward making America safe again. God bless you, and may God continue to bless these United States of America.
Sweet child in time, you'll see the line that's drawn between good and bad.
This takes me back. Omaha Civic Auditorium, 76. Slade, Nazareth, Thin Lizzy, and this band, the Ian Gillan Band, for $5.
We should, frankly, test every person here who is of a Muslim background, and if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported. Sharia is incompatible with Western civilization.
We will unite the party, we will unite the country by standing together for shared values, by standing for liberty. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Hello? I'm here, man. Hold on a second.
You better close your eyes.
Oh, man. Isn't this good? You like this?
Yeah, it's pleasant.
It's pleasant. Will you hold on if I play the rest of this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, don't go away. Ian Gillan, singer of Deep Purple. In case you don't know, sang on, who was he? Jesus Christ Superstar. Listen to this voice. High notes make the real singer. We got a hot caller. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I want you guys to give me a Christmas tree. 201-209-9368. And don't hang up once it starts ringing. I don't have a producer. So just let it ring. Hang on. Let's fill you up to the end of the show with some good calls here. How you doing, man? What's your first name?
My first name is Scott.
Scott, are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent? Where are you hanging?
I'm floating in the middle for the most part.
The middle, that means...
Leaning towards Democrat, I guess.
Yeah. If Kasich had been the man, might you have gone that way?
Honestly, I think I'm a little more drawn in by Trump, actually. I think that's what makes me lean a little more that way.
It's weird because you sound like a sane person. All that that horrible stuff he said, you can just let it, it doesn't matter to you.
I mean, horrible?
Do you hate black people? Do you not like Mexicans or Muslims? You don't like them?
No, I love them. I will, that's one thing that maybe got me fired up is, that I understand a lot of his statements can be taken a certain way, but
are we hearing him wrong? What's up?
He's were they blatantly 100% blatantly racist? I mean, you could, the whole argument. Okay, he's talking about illegal immigrants, illegal Mexicans. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about actual, legal Mexicans.
Are we twisting his words? Are we twisting his words a little?
I think a little bit. I think that's what it is. I don't like when it happens on both sides. I don't like when the left twists the words of the right, and then I don't think it's fair for the right to twist the words of the left. I think he seems like a pretty blunt speaker. If he was legitimately racist, he might say something legitimately 100% undoubtedly racist.
You like Hillary?
I'm more afraid of the status quo than like the emails and her trustworthiness. I don't think she's going to do anything to like deceive the American people, but I do recognize that she is part of the establishment.
If the election, if you were going in the booth right now, who are you voting for?
I would vote for Trump as an anarchist. I think that's what it is.
You're like the person who says, I just kind of want to burn everything down and then we'll build it back up.
Yeah, I'm an irresponsible American in that way.
What about the Supreme Court? Yeah. What about the Supreme Court? You want those conservative judges in there for the next 20, 25 years?
I think I might consider one conservative judge. I think that 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican, it balances out. I think that another liberal judge might throw it off balance.
I can't disagree with you more, but you have the right to think that way, man. I hope you change your mind. I'm a little worried about this Trump train. It's just a little, echoes of history. Maybe I'm getting carried away. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners on FMU, across the aisle? The whole world, man, from your heart, what are we missing out on? What can you elucidate us to turn us on, Deadmon?
I mean, listen and recognize that everything good or bad is being sensationalized. And,
ooh, that's true. That's true.
Really try and see through everything to the pureness.
Yep. I like you, man. You're a good, good man. Will you call me again?
I will, sir.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. There he goes. Voting for Trump. I'm gonna take a load of trash to the dump. I'm gonna unearth this giant oak tree stump. I got something wrong with my rump. Something wrong with my rump. It hurts when I'm sitting down. There is not a single caller. I also want to say, Dion, if you're listening in, I do have your interview. It's too long to play on the rest of this show. I'll try to throw it on next week. Dion, I talked to in Union Square Park. Really cool guy. What else do I have left here that I could play since no one's calling? We could just dance. 201-209-9368. You guys are fed up with politics. Heck, criticize me. Should I quit doing these politics shows and do something else? Are you tired of it? What's your opinion? Don't be scared. 201-209-9368. Look at me, I'm begging. I'm mad at you because you're not calling. Damn it. Hey, who's there? Clay Pigeon.
Hey, Clay, Russ.
Russ, what's going on?
I don't know. You seem like you're in a very powerful position in
not
this
really.
Micro media you know, that we have going on here.
Russ never sleeps. Do you sleep, Russ?
No.
No? I don't either lately, man. I can't sleep. Are you watching the convention? Are you another Trump fan? Come on.
No.
Good. No. Jesus.
I'm not Bozo A or Bozo B.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm sure Trump's another guy like W, where if you sat down with him, he'd probably be fun to just hang out with. But, man, I don't know. I don't know. Who would you put in there if you could put someone to be president? Who would you install?
Jill Stein.
Jill, you like Jill Stein. Are you going to vote for her?
I'm not going to vote at all, no.
At all?
No.
Are you just lazy when it comes down to it? You don't feel like getting out there?
No, that's not it at all.
Why,
the whole thing
man?
Is that
why?
This is so corrupt.
People in other
this
countries dream
so
of voting. You're throwing it away.
No, I'm not throwing it away. Maybe this jerk Trump needs to come in here to really shake things up and...
That Supreme Court, though, man. What about that? You want those judges in there for the rest of your life? You get conservative judges banning this and that?
No.
But that's what's going to happen if he wins. And you're not going to vote.
Maybe this is what the American people need, like a cattle prod to get them off their asses and do something for real.
You want to punish your country.
Well, I don't want to punish anyone, no, but I just can't stand how, you know, being part of the media, I've never heard you promote anyone other than Bozo A or Bozo B.
You haven't heard me promote them?
No, I mean, that's all you seem to be pushing. That's what everyone pushes.
I'm a moderate. Hold on, my record's over. Can you riff a bit? Talk, because I'm going to be gone for a good 90 seconds. Just talk. Fill in for me. Go.
Okay. Well, it seems that the media has everyone brainwashed that we are now a two-party system, when it's not true. We are led to believe and construct, you know, it's just a I don't know what the exact word, I'm sorry, I'm lost, but it's just an act. They have you brainwashed that you can only vote for Trump or Clinton.
What's your last word? I got four other callers and 3 minutes to go. Your last word, and I do appreciate your call.
Goodbye.
Don't waste that vote. Don't waste it, man. Don't waste it. Jesus H. Jesus!
Hey, Dusty.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Lay it on me.
Okay, who are you, a Trump person? What's going on?
No, not a Trump person.
Hillary?
I think Hillary, and I think your emails, it's so infinitesimal, you know, it's nothing really to do with it. The better of the two is Hillary, and let Trump speak, and they'll see that the voters just won't do it. They won't put up with it.
Yeah, I love you, man. I love you.
No, I mean, I presume he's a good person deep inside Trump. But just let him talk, and he'll just show what he thinks. And the public, when they vote, when they get out there, they really won't vote for him in the numbers
Jesus.
To get him elected.
Thanks,
man. He talks good to people. They want to hear it, you know, and it's a feel-good talk. But... I'm getting anxious.
I've only got 2 minutes left. What's your last word to our listeners?
Everybody just remember, beauty as we feel it and see it is something indescribable.
Yeah, baby. I'm out of my mind, I'm out of my mind, I'm out of my mind. I'm dumping callers, I'm out of my mind. Who's there, Dusty Show?
Hey, Dusty, it's Dave from Brooklyn. How are you?
Dave, you got 15 seconds. Rock it.
You know what? I'm really sorry that everybody, when they were asked, how is Bernie going to pay for this, he said how he was going to pay for it.
I'm hitting the button.
Yeah. 56% of our tax dollars that go to the military.
Dave, I got to go. What's your last word? I got to itch. Last word.
Eisenhower said, beware of the military-industrial complex.
I love you, Dave. Sorry, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm out of time. I didn't even have Hardy. Where's this show? Jesus H. I love you, Jesus. I don't know you, but I bet you were cool, like Bob Marley. Kind of a radical prophet. But Could you do magic? I don't know. If I die and go to hell, it's gonna show. Let's see, where am I? What am I doing? Artie, help me. I love this aura, Chalcum. I want one more call. One more call. Yeah, not that call, though. This one. This magic call. Who's there? Jesus. Hold on. Who's there? Anybody? No, no. There's one last chance. Anybody there?
Yeah, Clay.
You're the last person. Tell me some good news. It's all on you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clay. I'm a Republican.
Oh, no.
No, wait. It's cool.
You got 30 seconds. Let me have it. Tell me.
Through and through. But I got to tell you, I absolutely detest Trump and everything he stands for.
Can you have the guts, just be that one Republican who has the guts to cross over and vote blue just
well,
for
yeah,
one
I,
election?
I would, Clay. The problem of it is that I don't trust her
oh,
at
come
all.
On. But compared to him, come on, man.
Well, no, compared to him, yeah, I would. But, I mean, you know, she's not clean either.
Can I exercise my power as a
sure.
disc jockey, my influence? Would you tell me, Clay, I may just vote for Hillary. I may just do it. I may just do it.
I can't.
Ah! WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Dusty Show. Thanks, Jim the Poet, for checking in from the RNC. You listeners, thanks for listening. AccuPlaylisters, thanks for all your comments. I'll be reading them later. Hardy White is next with Miracle Nutrition, followed by the TNP, the Thursday night package. Make your vote count, people. Be informed, high information voters. That's what we need. We love you. Always remember.
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul?
Toast is done.
I like our new Sir Lord Comic Jamaican toaster.
Thanks.
Isn't it a little cultural appropriation-y?
Heck no. My cousin Winston made it, and he's Jamaican. He also made a rock steady rock steadier. But apparently there's not much call for that.
Well, I think it's very clever. He's very talented.
Speaking of talent, don't we have to judge a talent show tonight?
Yeah, I signed us up to be judges at the community talent show.
Oh, I hate those things.
Why?
Because I don't think people know what the word talent means.
Some kind of coin or something.
Is it innate aptitude we're judging?
No, it's mastery of some learned ability.
Oh, I thought we were comparing who could hold the audience's attention longest.
See? What the heck is talent?
Some kind of coin?
Look, just watch the acts and vote highest for the one you like the best.
But what do I know? What if they play some exotic instrument I've never heard played? How do I know they're doing it well?
Well, if you like it, vote yes.
But what if I just don't like it because of cultural bias?
How do I know someone's trying hard?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, a super smart coordinated guy might have it easier than a person with various mental and physical challenges. How do I know if someone is doing their best or not?
Well, I think you just kind of go on.
See?
I'm going with whoever the crowd likes.
Oh, that seems a good way to run your life.
I'm not running my life. I'm just being a judge at a talent contest.
Talent contest? See, that's what I object to. Not talent shows.
I like competition, though. I like to see people fight to see who's best at something, like peacemaking.
Anyway, eat your breakfast so you have energy to judge others.
Here comes the great Wooga Wooga with all Ruga.
Mmm, this thing makes good toast.
The production assistant is nice.
She said I smell like her dad's den. I think I like that.
You smell like leather, whiskey, and pencil shavings.
That's what it says on my cologne bottle.
Okay, you guys. When the director signals, you stop with the chatting because we're mic'd.
I forgot I was mic'd once and went to the proctologist.
That would be a funny setup, but it doesn't pick you up that far away, okay? And who goes to a doctor checkup between takes?
You might if a doctor came to the set and had a tent there, which is what happened.
Look, we're on in a few seconds.
I love being a judge. I wish I was a real judge, and if they sang something I hated, they went to jail.
Ooh, that's harsh.
I don't really care if I don't like the song or voice. So what? Who am I to judge?
The judge?
Okay, whatever. Can I sentence bad comedians to death?
No need. They're self-punishing.
I hope there's a plate spinner. Not enough of that nowadays.
You know what I think is an awesome talent?
What?
Being able to touch your tongue to your nose.
That's not a talent.
It is by my definition of talent, as innate aptitude.
So, if a guy's act is being really tall, you think that's a winner, huh?
Well, if he also has learned basketball, yes.
I think a concert pianist, or a really good skilled singer, or maybe a guy who assembles ready-made furniture super fast.
And he has his own Allen key.
I would love to see a storyteller captivate the audience, and then 1,000 butterflies made of laser beams descend from the mouth of a giant mechanical elephant whose trumpet blares like the mighty hornpipes of a great cathedral organ. A huge choir assembles, as if out of nowhere, and then the whole auditorium goes quiet and still, and you can faintly hear a small child say, "Look, Daddy, the sky." And with that, a great gasp goes through the crowd because the ceiling has vanished and the whole starry night sky covers the audience. And as this happens, all the music and the choirs burst forth and the lights and the joy and oh, what it must have taken to do all that.
I think there's a ventriloquist.
I heard that. I pray for their soul.
Okay, guys, let's quiet down now. Here comes the first act.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee.
No, I'm not going to do another verse. That is my Tiny Tim impression. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Who is Tiny Tim? Tiny Tim was an entertainer that I remember from the 70s. And he was a very tall gentleman, come out with a ukulele, and he'd sing in this high falsetto. You sing with that. Now, what kind of talent is doing an impression of that? That's so silly. Was he welcomed? How did he get on TV shows? Why was he on The Tonight Show? I know this is all a mystery, but back in the day, they used to sometimes, you know, when it comes to entertainment or doing a talent show, you need to trot out somebody for everybody to laugh at. And that was back in the times when people come out and see somebody absurd like that. They go, oh, there's another person on drugs. Everybody on drugs. They were just getting used to people being super duper up on drugs and then come out on the stage and everything and willing to do anything to get attention because they had shed their inhibitions chemically. And so people would say, oh, look at all the variety we have now, more so than when you had Arthur Treacher's talent show. No, I know it was Arthur Godfrey. I'm just being silly. Those of you who know who both of those people are just giggling their heads off right now. No, Arthur Godfrey is a fellow who had a talent scout show back on the radio even. I think it was on TV. And he, coincidentally, I think he also played the ukulele. It's some kind of symbol of some demon or something. When you see, oh, you know how the saints hold things? It's like, oh, look, St. Lucy's got her eyes on a tray or something. St. Dennis has got his severed head holding it. Who's that holding the ukulele? Oh, that's Beelzebub. That's his, you can always tell in medieval art, if you see the ukulele, you know what that is. So I was doing an impression of somebody who gained attention for this strange talent. Now, is it a talent? I've been thinking about talent shows and talent contests now because I feel like it's the basis. It's become the basis of our culture. It was sort of a thing off to the side, and now it's how we decide everything. Everything is a talent show, a talent contest. And so I was wondering, what is talent? You know? And I think, well, is it a talent to play the ukulele? Oh, whoops, now I got it wrong. Oh, you're so talented on that. Really? What does that mean?